Chapter 8 in Youth. Television debate between politicians.
Good evening. Tonight in our London studio we have Janet Jones from the government and Peter Smith from the opposition. Could we have the first question from the audience, please?
Concerning the plight of the asylum seekers currently requesting refuge in the UK, does the panel think that putting them in detention centres is a viable option, or should they be allowed to mingle with the local community?
Peter Smith?
Well, I think the government's recent policy on asylum leaves a lot to be desired. There are too many people sponging off the state as it is. I know the detention centre idea seems a bit grim, and there are bound to be teething problems, but at present we are being overwhelmed by asylum seekers. Accepting more of them without restriction is quite unthinkable.
I don't suppose you go along with that, Janet Jones.
I most certainly do not. With right-wing ideology like that, I don't hold out much hope for Peter's party winning the next election. They have not come up with a plausible alternative to our liberal approach. However, in hindsight, I must admit we could have dealt with the problem differently. There was too much bureaucracy and too little action. But let's put that behind us now. We must stop the appalling harassment of these poor people by racist thugs and try to create a bond between the different communities which make up our country.
What ludicrous rubbish you are talking. Mind you, the British public are under no illusions about how things can only get much worse with Janet's party in power. Not long to go before the next general election when, ladies and gentlemen, you can put an end to your suffering.
Conversation between two wives about their husbands.
Do you know, Jerry doesn't lift a finger to help in the house. And yet, whenever we go to Anna's place for dinner, all she needs to do is flaunt her big brown eyes at him, and he becomes her slave, offering to wash the dishes, anything.
Well, that's men for you. They all have the same traits. I know exactly what makes Steve tick. He maintains that his current broodiness has been brought on by Chelsea losing the cup final last week. He says he was gutted, but I know that the fact that he's completely skint after our holiday has meant that he can't afford to go out drinking with his mates. That's what's really getting to him.
But we couldn't do without them. I'd be so chuffed if Jerry decided to do the ironing one day. Perhaps the idea of housework will grow on him.
Yes, Marin, and pigs will fly.